So this week's parasha is Parshas Vayera. Okay. So we spoke about, we didn't really finish Lech Lecha, but we spoke about that from Lech Lecha, Avram Avinu came to Vayera. Vayera was like the sof, was the end of Avram's understanding in Eretz Yisrael, his nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. And what did he see? He saw three people. I mean, it's the third day of his bris milah, right? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu brought out Chama min Artika, brought out the sun. You know, it was beaming down, a very hot day, because he didn't want Avram to overdo himself. He was after his third day of milah, right? It's the hardest day, and he brought him three melachim, right? Bedmut anashim. And Avraham, he had reached this highest level of nevuah. He had reached an understanding of Eretz Yisrael. Like we said, Lech Lecha, me'artzecha molotecha le'artz asher e'erka, to a land which I will show you. What do you mean a land I will show you? That you will reach the dag of Eretz Yisrael. You reach the level of Eretz Yisrael. After Avraham came to Lech Lecha, Lech Lecha's gematria, we said 100. He came to 100, he did bris milah on himself. Right? He's now reached the dalga of Avram. He's reached the dalga, he understands Eretz Yisrael. This is what he's been working for. You know, he's 100 years. This is what he's been working for his whole life. He now gets this nevuah. What does the Torah tell us? V'yasayna v'ya. He left the dag of nevuah, the highest level of nevuah that he was receiving, that he worked all his life for. He left it. For what? Gbirat chasadim. Make sense?
No way.
Doesn't make sense. And what do we learn from this? What does the Torah teach us? Right? Torah teaches us a very interesting thing. Right? Shegadol gmilut chasadim. It's so big, gmilut chasadim. Right? More than mekabel pnei shechina. Than receiving the pnei shechina. So that means in the middle of Shemona Esrei, right? You're davening, Takadosh Baruch Hu, you're ne'ila davening, right? The highlight of your year, you're ne'ila davening. Some guy knocks on the door, right? You stop your davening, the middle of your davening, you go, you bring, Yom Kippur, you can't bring a cup of tea, so you pick the wrong day, but okay, you know, some day that you could do it, in the middle of a davening, geshmaka davening,
Rosh Hashanah,
right? Geshmaka davening. You stop, you go, you open the door, that's the halacha? That's the halacha? That's the halacha? No, so what are you talking about here? What did Avram do here that we have to understand? There's something very fundamental here. You know, we live in a generation that all people are not looking for Ruchnius, or people are looking for Ruchnius. And the Ruchnius that's spoken about and very popular because it doesn't obligate you with anything is like Buddhism. Right? And it's talked about meditation and going to high levels and, you know, thinking about your feelings, realize your feelings are not you, your mind's not you, whatever. You get to, there is something there. Getting to unity. I think, you know, it's basically for us death. We're not going to explain this now. What does the Torah want from us? Does the Torah want us to go up to Kodesh Baruch Hu and to Mishtokek with Ziv HaShechina to connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is that what it wants? Guys? Yeah. Why not? Yeah. You daven, no? You're learning, no? You're mishtokek with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no? That's what we're doing. That's what it's all about, no? So of course it should be, yeah. You know what? It's breakfast time. You haven't got the cereal in you yet, right? Yeah. And the answer is no. The tachlis of Judaism is lekabel orchim. What does it mean lekabel orchim? Lekabel pnei shechina is less than lekabel orchim. It's less. What does it mean it's less? The place for Kabbalah's pnei shechina is Olam Haba. Hayom la'asotam. Today is the day for doing action. Machal kabuscha. Avraham Avinu is sharing that to us. It's not the avoda, lishtokek, and to be connected with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That connection has to be brought into the world. How do you doing it? By giving, by expressing. That's what it means, Kabbalah's Pnei Orchim. When you're giving to other people, that's a higher level. That's why. You're learning Torah. You're learning Torah. You're dovuk v'Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a mitzvah that comes up. You're doing mitzvah. Ma'aseh mitzvah. Orchim. People come. They need food. You help them out. You bring them in. You're in the middle of a sugi. You got a good shot in the Tosfos. Now you're going for it, right? You leave your Gemara. You answer the door. And you bring them in. Because no, it's lo na'aseh le'deichem. Can't be done through other people. You're the one who can do it. Say it in that situation. You're the one who can do it. Other people can do it. Okay. You stick with your Tosfos. But the purpose of all of this Torah, the purpose of all of this learning, the purpose of all of this yeshiva, is that we become proper expressors in the world. That's the Chiddush of Avraham. And that's the Tchilas of Yadus. That's the beginning. Avraham was the beginning. That's a big lesson that Avraham's teaching us. He reached that Darg of Nevoah. He left it to give in the world. Because this is the world of giving. This is the world of expression. Hayom la'asotam. This is not the world of ishtokakut. The ikar is to bring what we're learning and express it in the world. Right? I'm sure you've heard this many, many times in the yeshiva, right? That's the tachlis.
There's a special ring when you say it, Rabbi.
You know, that's what Avraham taught us. That's a big lesson. He spent his whole life, 100 years, to Vayera. And if you'll notice, the Vayer, Vayar, Vihine, he's using the Lashon Vayar. Same Lashon. Because this Re'ir, this Vayera gave him the proper Re'ir. When a person has a proper connection with his Creator, he'll give him the proper relation with other people. Someone told me, in the name of Reb Greenwald yesterday, Yosef in the yeshiva, he told me, the Reb Greenwald says, you know, Torah is Ahava. Torah is Ahava. So when you're learning Torah, it's written in the Rambam, it's brought in the Rambam. But I mean, it's Sof of Hilchos Bia, other places as well. The Rambam speaks about Torah. Learning Torah is Ahavas Hashem. It's Ahavas Hashem, you're mishtokek, you're learning Torah, you're understanding His ways, you're getting into it. The more you deeply get into it, it's like, you know, when you know someone, you get to know someone. The more you know them, the more you respect them, the deeper is your Ahava for them. So that's a Torah. The more you understand God's Rotzon, the deeper is your Ahava. That's Torah. Hafuch ba'avot, hafuch ba'avot, the kula ba'avot. It's all there. Everything of our Metzias you can understand from the Torah. When a person has that Ahava, so we all understand that. The Torah is Ahava. Here's the Chiddush, and it's a simple Chiddush. Ahava is also Torah. Ahava is also Torah. When you show Ahava in the world, Va'afta l'recha kamocha, that's also Torah. That's Avraham. He was in the Darga of Vayera. He was on the Darga, the highest Darga. What did that Darga give him? Vayar. He saw. He saw people in need. He wanted to give. When you have Darga of Torah, when you're on that Darga of Torah, when you're on that Ava to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you automatically have Ava to Brius. That's also Torah. Torah isn't an intellectual pursuit. It means you have that Ishtokakut, that Ava for Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mimele, you have Ava to Brius. If you don't, it's not Torah. It's something else. If a person wants to, you know, you should want to give of that Torah, and if you can't, it's a pain for you. You want to be giving. You understand what I'm saying? That's Avraham Avinu. That's a very important lesson. Often we can forget, you know, in Yeshiva we can forget. I'm not saying go and, go to the Kotel and sit there and be Mekat. No, I'm not saying that. There'll be a time for that. There'll be a time that you have Suda Shabbos, you bring people in, you'll do whatever you'll do, or however you are. And every individual has to know, it's not so simple, you know. Everyone can, you know, make the rabbi a cup of tea, or help bring a cup of tea to someone. That's a giving. It's not your giving. Your giving is when you understand who you are. In yeshiva, you have to understand who you are. Who you are, what your kochot are, what your strengths are, what you're living for. That's a very important thing. We come to yeshiva, we learn. But it has to come with a basic idea, a basic questioning of what we're living for, where we're going with life. You know, the black hat, the white suit, the tuxedo, right? Now we're from, right? They're going to the from world, yeah? You know, you put it on Shabbos, right? You're the Knage, you know, like if you want to be like this type of rabbi, this type of, you know, you belong to this Knage or that Knage, you work it out, right? That's not it. It's not it. What are you living for? It's an individual question. It's not a question that anyone else can ask. They can guide you for you to find that question. But that's your question. And you need to hone in on that question. Right? And then you give. And then you realize where your strengths are. Then you give. That's what Torah is. Torah is Ahava. Torah is Rachamim. It's called it. Rachmana Amah. What's Rachmana Amah? The Torah. The Gemara calls it Torah. Why is it called Rachmana? Because that's what it is. We even learn halachas, right? And we're learning now Yevamos in the yeshiva. You know, there's certain dinim we learn. Da'akeh, da'akeh na'ah. When there's an afilim, the ways of the Torah are ways of pleasantness. We learn halachas, gedarim in halachas. We learn how you learn certain halachas because the ways of the Torah are pleasantness. Because that's what Torah is. That's what Torah should bring us to be. And therefore, that vaya had these Vayera brought this Vayar, brought in the sensitivities of seeing other people's needs and wanting to give. And it's a higher level than Nevuah. That's what the Torah is telling us. Okay. Because that's the tachlis of this world. Yeah. In the time of Avram, this is a big question. Like, we see there's a lot of things the Avos did. And maybe our halacha is like Yaakov married two wives, two sisters, and stuff like that. In the time of Avraham, before the Torah was given, the Torah was understood from its primius. In other words, they understood from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They were Merkava Leshchina. They represented, they had a complete connection with their Creator. So they understood the depths of the Torah and what was needed to be done at that moment. After the Torah was given, to Klal Yisrael. It was given with its parameters. And since it was given with those parameters, we have to understand that. Certain things, for example, there are things you can be mafsik if someone says hello to you. Not nowadays, but because we don't have appreciation for these things, but someone said hello to you in theory in terms of Gemara, right? You can answer them back. Shalom Aleichem. Right? You can say Shalom Aleichem in the middle of depends. Mipnei Ayira, Mipnei Akavet, all those dinim of Kriyat Shema. Shemona Esrei No. And the concept is like we're saying it. But in practical terms, you don't leave the middle of a Shemona Esrei and go and give tzedakah. Right? Even if an ani is coming. You know, it's Pikuach Nefesh or, you know, something else or maybe. But in the middle of Shemona Esrei, it's not covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you do leave it. Avram left it. Avram left, you know, a nevuah, but it wasn't chakuk. It wasn't like put in the world as a law. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't like, I mean, even though these laws are the Rabbanan, Shemona Esrei, maybe Hafsaka, might be an Inyan Deraisa, right? But the way the Torah is given now, it's given with specific parameters. The concept is here. The concept we learn from Avram is still there. But we don't leave Shemone Esrei. You know, finish 5 minutes time and then go and do your tzedakah. You understand what I'm saying? Avram saw something deeper. He saw that this is the way the Torah wanted him to behave. He saw that. He understood that. From the Nevuah itself, he understood that. So he did it. But once we're given the Torah, we have to live within the Gedarim of the Torah. It's still not a good answer because Lechara, you know, if that's the Giri of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lechara, we should do that.
Right.
Yeah. They should have changed it. But somehow, you know, it's a good question. Maybe I'm not fully answering it. I have to think about it and come back to you.
And a second question, if that's okay.
I'm going to skip. Now we see that Avram brings all these things. This was Pesach, Lushi Ugot, right? Ben Baka, Chema, Avram, Ome Me'at V'Oseh Harbeh, right? Now, we see a very interesting thing here. V'titzchak Sarah B'kirba Lemo. Sarah laughed. Achare Beloti, Haitali Edna, V'Adoni Zaken. And Avram's an old man. V'yome Hashem al Avram. And God says to Avram, Lama ze sachaka Sarah? Lemo ha'af umnam eled v'ani zekanti. Me, Sarah. So we see. Well, that wasn't what Sarah said. She said, Avraham was old. Right? So God goes and tells Avraham, ani zekanti. Right? So, what happened here? Sarashi says, Shine hakatov. The Torah changed. Mipnei Hashalom. Because of what? Shalom. Sharei hi amra v'adoni zaken. Shalom bias. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Shalom bias here. He changed. She said, Avraham's old. So what did Kodesh Baruch Hu say? No. Said that she's old. Hello. If you want good Shalom bias, you don't tell Avraham Bichlal that Sarah had something happened with Sarah. You're going and tell Avram. Sarah laughed. Now, what is Avram going to do? He tells her off. Hey, palei mehashem dava lemoed ashuvelech keit chayav leSarah ben v'tikachesh Sarah lemo lo sachakti ki yareya veyome lo ki sachak. No, you did laugh. We have a whole dialogue here. Kodesh Baruch Hu goes and tells Avram, "You want shalom bayis? Don't tell him." Don't tell him. What's happening here? Sarah was going to hold Yitzchak. Yitzchak was an Ola Tmima. Was going to be a pure soul coming to the Jewish people. If within Sarah there was a pgam, there was some lack of her emunah. Now, Sarah was midas hadin. Sarah sachaka, because min hadin, it wasn't fitting for her to have a Yitzchak, or have a child. That's the schok. That's the schok that Sarah laughed. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu go and tell? Because when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Sarah holding Yitzchak, Sarah has to be without any pagam of emuna, even on the darkest of the darkest. It was a Sarah, we're not talking about, you know, Sarah didn't have emuna. The darkest of the darkest, the thinnest of the thinnest level, Sarah had to be on the highest level. No pagam, because it would have an effect on her child. So Avram had to tell him, so God had to say. Because when it comes to Ruchnius, there's things you do speak about. That's why it was a shinui. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu only said, he had to say. That's also shalom bayis. You know, some people, your wife, you know, certain dress, certain thing, you know, things on the internet, right? No, shalom bayis, I'm not going to speak to her about it. You have to ask her up how to do it and ways, right? No, I'm not going to speak to her about it. Leave her. Shalom bayis, not talk about it. No, when it comes to Ruchnius, you talk about it. But you have to know how. You have to realize that a child is affected by the, it's very important, by the level of the parents. And also, a very important thing, and this is brought down, the Maharal brings down, it's a very clear thing, that the love between the parents makes a child wise and beautiful and fitting to be a tzaddik. To be a tzaddik or not, that's his decision, but fitting to be a tzaddik depends on the ahava, the love between the parents. And also, the feel of what the parents are at that time of conception. Right? So it's very important, you know. B'zvah Hashem, when you get married, you should know the time that you can have children should be that day, should be a day that's, you know, is a ruchani day. And also, you know, like, the child when it's in the mother's womb is affected. You know, Rav Orlovik once told me a story. I mean, we see it from, we'll be learning a few weeks' parshas, we'll see from Leah, right? Do you see all the things that Leah felt, that, like, now my husband will milavemi, will accompany. So she had Levi, lashon of accompanying, accompanying the Leviim, accompanying the Kohanim and the Avoda and the Beis Hamikdash, right? Levi, Yehuda, from Hoda'ah. So that was the Maila of Yehuda, his Hoda'ah. That was the Mida of Yehuda. See that what Leah felt was effective. So, and also after. So he says, you know, there's a woman he, that was, you know, he told the woman not, you know, not to listen to boom, boom, boom music, right? When she was, you know, right? And the child, when he was born, was boom, boom, boom. You have to understand, I'm not saying it's, you know, to that extent, but what you do, what you eat, what you think, it affects certainly the time of conception and certainly the mother afterwards. Okay, so by Avram telling Sarah, right? He was mochir, she reproved her, and she accepted it, and then she worked on that nekuda.
I see.
Okay? We see this whole story of Sodom. I mean, we already heard about it last week. We see last week that Lot went to Sodom and Avram, and we know from Chumash that already, right? They were anashim, right? Chataim, they were evil people. Right, they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they want to be Mored.
To rebel.
Avram represented Midas HaChesed in the world. Sodom was Lehefach. Sodom, you know, the Midrashim, what they say, and Rashi brings some of it, that not only was it forbidden to give tzedakah, but it was a rule that if anyone came, they would take from them, or they'd give them short beds, or, right? Whatever it was, there was a concept of anti-tzedakah. It was anti-chesed. Right? Sodom represents the opposite of Avram. And then we see an amazing thing. An amazing thing. Think about it. What Avram didn't realize who Sodom was? He didn't realize. So it says, we see that the Malachim, after they came to tell Avram, one of the Malachim to tell Avram, one to mevase him on Yitzchak, one to heal him from the Mila, and one to go to Sodom, right? To save Lot from Sodom, right? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to destroy Sodom. Why it came to destroy Sodom? So what was the Gemara din? So Rashi explains, so in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, right, Rashi says, Verdana vere, and God went down, you'll see. Hakatzakata haba elai asu. What's hakatzakata? Rashi, kala. Sorry, asu kala. So Rashi says, "V'rabotenu daushu hakatzakata tzakat riba." It was the shout, the cry of a little girl, achat, sharagua b'mita mishuna, killed her in a strange death. Al shenitna mazon la'ani k'mufurish b'chelek. That's in Chelek of Sanhedrin, Gemara. This was Lot's daughter. How was she killed? What was the funny way she was killed? They put honey on her, and the bees came and took the honey, and when they took the honey, they, you know, pricked her, and she was killed in this very, very cruel way. Why they killed her in such a way? Why Chazal has to tell us why they killed in this strange way? What was the message of this killing? So we see, what is Adam? Yeah. What were they trying to do? What message are they giving to us? You give to poor. You give bread to poor people. Giving of yourself is going to cause your death. It's like a bee taking the honey and it's going to prick you. And eventually, the first prick is not going to kill you, but the next one, and the next one, and the next one. That giving is going to eventually kill you. That was the message of Saddam. That was their message. You give to other people, giving is death. Giving is removing from yourself, taking away from yourself. That's death. What was Avraham's teaching to us? Lehefech, giving is life. Why is giving life? Why is giving life? What's life about giving? Why is life? So this we need to explain. Revolbi says, so, now, what is this? What is this chesed? Why is chesed life? So Revolbi says that Chava, right? When we saw the Eitz Hadas, wanted to be like God, to create worlds. Yotze Olamim, Rashi says in Chumash, right? Chumash Bereishis. She was mistaken. She wanted to be machnis to her koach adimyon, the koach of, I say dimyon, imagination, to create worlds. You have to understand, it's very deep what that means, create worlds. If you understand it, the Cherev Adam Rishon, right? Simply speaking, man, in a certain sense, was set up to be chote. It was the metzias of the world for man to be chote. Man wanted to understand the ra in the world, right? And the understanding of the ra, that means connecting to it, that means bringing the ra into man. Because when you understand something, you connect to it. And that brought it into man. But man's understanding of the ra was to fix the ra. He wanted to fix the ra. He wanted to understand it in order to fix it. And that was a man's mistake. And in a certain sense, that was creating of the worlds. Just as God, when he created the world, in order to create the world, he had to negate himself from the world. That means the creation of Ra. And then, only then he could create the world. So in a certain sense, man's connecting to the Ra in the world is in a sense similar, you know, kiviyachol, to God's creation of the world, in a sense. So, now, the understanding of the Ra and the fixing of the Ra is with what? Is with chesed. And that's why it wasn't wrong. It wasn't wrong when God, when Adam HaRishon, right, wanted to understand the world and create the worlds. It wasn't wrong. It was wrong. It was a mistake because he brought Ra into him. And then the bringing of Chesed into the world is a much, much harder thing. With Avraham Avinu, Revolbi says, Avraham Avinu, the Midah of Chesed, that's forming worlds. That's the creation of the worlds. Because Chesed is creating worlds. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. This, remember, we're going back. This is a world of expression. The purpose of the world we create, is the world we express into. The world we give ourselves. Not the world we take in from. The world of giving. Even in psychology, right? The world looks on. We have needs, and we take those needs for ourselves. Avraham's chiddush is, we give our needs. That's how we receive them. That's how we satiate ourselves. Not satiate ourselves, that's the wrong word. That's how we replenish ourselves. That's how we build ourselves. Giving of oneself is building oneself. That's the real creation of the world, right? So now, that's the antithesis of Saddam. And you think, we don't have Saddam today. We don't have Saddam. No. You should give to the whales. You should, you know, everyone should be happy, right? What is Esau? What is America? What is it? It's all about self-indulgence. It's all about bringing into yourself. It's not about giving to other people. It's not about helping other people. It's about indulging in self. Go buy this you need, go get this you need, go, you know, go make money, go get houses, go get cars, go get this. It's about self-indulgence. It's not so different. This same Avram, whose Saddam is the antithesis of him, is the anti-Avram. That's the anti-Avram. God tells him, can I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? What does Avram do? Good. It should be good. You should be removing this Ra from the world. This is Ra in the world. Move it. What does Avram do?
Praise for it.
Praise for them. Ask, maybe they have 10 tzaddikim on all the 5 krachim, right? Then maybe finally comes to 9. And you, mishtatef, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even that they don't have. First of all, you have to understand there's a very important thing being told here, that the kiyum of the world is on the tzaddikim. That means the world has its kiyum only if there's tzaddikim in the world. There's no tzaddik in Chas v'Shalom, the world has no kiyum. No establishment, no, right? That's also something we're learning here. Why does Avram do this? Why does he do this?
Because he sees the potential for change?
Yeah. Everything can be changed. Everything with giving can be changed. Avram, it's brought down in Sfarim, in the Midrashim, that the Eitz HaChaim was this Eshel Shunata Avram. Avram had the Eitz HaChaim because that's what Chesed is. And what is the Eitz HaChaim? People who serve the Avodah Zarah, the tree would go down and not give them shade. And Avram would see them serving the Avodah Zarah. He would go up to them and he would convince them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they were impure, it would go down. And Avram would mitire them, and Sarah would also mitire the women. You with me, understand? Avram used his chesed. What was his chesed? What's the biggest chesed you can do to a person? Feed them? So he fed them. Bring them close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest chesed you can do to a person, is to show them the right way. Avram Avinu, right? Now this is saw even in Saddam, potential to save them and for change. He didn't want the world to be destroyed. He didn't want the world. He saw that he was Avram HaIvri. He was on the other side of the world. The whole world was against him. That's why he said in Achshus Parsha, Ani Olech Arari, I'm going without any children, without any expression. I'm against the whole world. But he still wanted the world to be Mikayim. Because there was potential, even in Saddam. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, there isn't. Don't have to remove Saddam from the world. There's no potential there. Now we see this story with Lot, right? And Lot's wife. So even really Lot, Mitzad Adin, didn't deserve to leave. And certainly his wife, who didn't give, Rashi says, she didn't give Melech to the Ani. Then we see she turned around and she became Nitzav Melech, right? What's the vote? She turned around, she became a pillar of Melech. What's the vote? What is Melech? What's salt? Salt is something that just absorbs in. Doesn't just take out. It's just absorbing in. Right? That's what salt is. That's by nature. And, you know, if you know where Tzedom is, it became, that land became a land of salt. Because that's the Gofrid v'Melech. Right? Right? Salfa. No, Melech with a kaf. This is with a ches. So that's what happened to that land. It became a place of just absorption. because that's what they represented. That was their what happened to them. But why did this happen to Lot's wife? There's a very important message here. She didn't deserve to be saved because she was with the same chet as Sodom. You don't deserve to be saved. So now you're looking to see their punishment. You don't deserve to see their punishment. You're connecting to the punishment by seeing it. You're connecting to it, right? That same punishment is on you as well. Because you didn't deserve it. How can you see a punishment that you yourself deserve? So by seeing means you're connecting to it. Since you're connecting to it, and that punishment you deserve, so you get it. It wasn't stam. She didn't deserve to see punishment of something that she deserved to get. You understand? Okay. So we see. So jumping now to the Akedah, we see now this was Avraham's final test. Right? Avraham Avinu, imagine. His whole life, he's proclaiming the name of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't serve Avodah Zarah. Don't give your child up over to Molech. Right? You know Molech is that you sacrifice your child and then you have Hatzlacha with all your children. Don't do that. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chesed. This is all wrong what you're doing. Right? And now Kodesh Baruch Hu comes to him and tells him the Hefech. All what he was standing for, all what he was proclaiming for. Now you take your child and serve it to me. Make sense?
No.
He asks any questions? No. If you are Avram, hello God, my whole life you're telling me this isn't what you do. You don't kill your children. How many children is Avraham? A whole 10, 20 kids. One. Yishmael was off the derech already, right? That was a big tzai, enough for Avraham.
Still off the derech.
Right? He'll come back, says Chazal, right? He'll come back, if you understand that. And it's only because of the schus of Avraham will come back. His pray that he will live b'yiratecha, right? That prayer of Avraham is what gives Yishmael his koach, right? That prayer and the bris milah. Yiv lefanecha biratecha means he lived be'eretz hakodesh. Anyway, that's not who does last week's parasha. You did that. Here we're seeing that Avram's being tested on something which is ahefach. It doesn't say a word. It doesn't say a word. That's Nisayan. That's Nisayan. Now when he goes up, you have to understand something. He goes up, we're going to skip a little bit, and we see that he's about to shecht him. First of all, it takes a few days, it takes 2-3 days till he finds a place. Rashi tells us, because Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want to show us that it's an impulsive behavior of Avraham. In Midas HaChesed, you can do things impulsively. It wasn't done impulsively. And then Avraham wants to shecht him. And the Malach tells him no. And he's just make an indentation, a little thing. No. That was also, what midah was that? There's a midah of Gevurah. Avraham shows midah of Gevurah. Midah of Gevurah is a tikkun of midah sechesed. That's Avraham's final test. And it was also a test for Yitzchak. Yitzchak, what do we see? Rashi tells us, right? That Avraham did all these things. For you he did it. For himself he did it. For his son he did it. All these, you tell him to sacrifice his son, he won't do it. Did it. Yishmael was, I was 13 years old, did a bris milah. 8 years old, he didn't feel anything. Right? What does Yitzchak say? If a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked me to be makriv myself, as an Ola, I'd do it. That was a test for Yitzchak. Chazal's teaching us also a very important thing. Yishmael has koach on Klal Yisrael because of that bris milah. that he's only 13 years old. How? What koach do we have against Ishmael? Yitzchak. What's that koach of Yitzchak? If a Kodesh Baruch Hu asked me to serve myself as a korban to Hashem, I would do it. What does that mean? That's a mysterious nefesh of your whole life, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we see that by Ishmael. They're willing in their fervor to kill themselves, to die, to kill other people, right? You know, we've had it this week. Cars bashing into people. They knew they were going to get killed. They knew someone's going to shoot at them. You know, he has some sort of like metal in his hand. I mean, did enough damage. What koch is Neged Ishmael? The koch of Yitzchak. The koch of Yitzchak is mysterious nefesh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Giving up your life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Akedah. That Akedah that was done by Yitzchak gives us that koach of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh doesn't mean you're going to die for Kodesh Baruch Hu. Doesn't mean that. No, it can be Kiddush Hashem. We're not talking about that. But that's a moment. It says, Vahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all your heart. B'chol nafshecha, even if you have to give up your life. U'b'chol ma'odecha, b'chol mida v'mida shemoded lecha. When a person lives his life with all that's happening in his life, with all the midas that Kodesh Baruch Hu deals with him, with all his difficulties, and he's still steadfast a yid, he's davening, he's learning, he's doing his things that he's supposed to be doing, that's Mesiris Nefesh. We live in a generation that to be a yid, you can only be a yid with Mesiris Nefesh. You have, you know, the press of a button, you have this, you have that. You have all the tivers in the world. And it's here, it's there. Never a generation that we had, there was so much that a person just walking in the streets has to fight against. Never. Especially you go back to America, you have all what you can get in a mall. You can click on Amazon and tomorrow it'll come to you, right? Yeah, whatever you want to get. Same day delivery now, okay? They're getting better, right? All right. Okay, don't worry, we'll get it. It's just a question of time, right? Yeah. Don't worry, they'll get there, whatever it is. Immediately. Right? All the malls, all the froyos and whatever that you have there, right?
There's kosher for
him. That's what I'm saying. Kosher. No, well, not kosher. I'm not talking about kosher. I'm talking Davko of the kosher, right? I'm not saying don't have them, but within limits. We have all these things. We have all these things in front of us, and we're still davening every morning, getting up, tired, going to work, being a Kiddush Hashem, learning whatever that learning is. Even though we're tired, we're going to that base of marriage and we're learning, that's Mesiris Nefesh. That's the koach against Ishmael. The koach against Ishmael is when we show Mesiris Nefesh. And we think, you know, we're in an army, we did this, what's it we done? But the koach is, the real koach of Klal Yisrael, is the Mesiris Nefesh in Golus. That Mesiris Nefesh brings us our Gehula. That's the koach we have to fight Ishmael. We don't need tanks with special things and special... No, it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. I'm not saying we don't need, you know, ishtadlis. But the real koach comes from our pnimius. The real koach comes from our internal strength. And when we have that internal strength, we have siat d'shmaya. You know, there was the last war. I was in there. How do I know? But it's the famous stories that everyone knows about. You know, people were going. Most of the people, I think, were killed not on the front lines. People on the front lines, literally, they said, they had bullets shooting all around them. They were missing. They were just flying past them. They were missing. They couldn't believe it. You know, the last war was the biggest, Kiruv campaign. You know how many people were Makav, Tekorish, Baruch Hu? There were people, you know, the Iron Dome was a very good thing. There were missile. There was a missile. Yeah. One story. The missile had been thrown on Tel Aviv, and they shot at it. So 1, 2, 3, missed it. It was going in the middle of Tel Aviv. Then they saw a wind come and just blow it into the sea.
Yeah.
It's well documented. Okay. Yeah. And the guy, I think, he asked to put on tefillin. It's unbelievable. And there was this is one or two stories that you hear about. But you speak to people who were there, and they tell you they were so nisim gluyim. And you know, it's not often. Baruch Hashem, we have now people, Mizrahi people, who are who have emunah, and they were telling their chayalim when they're going to battle, Hashem is with you, Kodesh Baruch is with you, and we have the whole world against us. It's so uncanny that the whole world fighting. And I'm telling you, it's a mida connected mida. You find these people who are putting themselves with women and children. And the world's saying, how can you do it? How can you do it? How can you kill, right? And the world is given these, this ISIS, what is it called? Let's see if they're not bombing women and children, right? When they kill them. Mida connected mida, they're telling us, and it always happens like this, they're telling us. So the world gets it themselves. But our koach, remember, our koach, and the reason we have the schus of all these nisim is our mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh means anything which is difficult for you. Anything which is difficult for you, and you go a little bit more against your grain to do it, that's mesiris nefesh. And that's all that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from you. That's called Yirat Shamayim. Rabbeinu Yonah, Chazon Ish, says it's a different word, but it's saying the same thing. That kvisha, that conquering of your Yetzirah, that little conquering of your desires, that's the koach we have against Yishmael. And that's the koach we need in our generation to fight. Every person is a chayal. Not Tzavah, what's it called? Chabad, right? But we are. We're an army, we're God's army. We're giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the koach to protect us. And guys, think about it. We're surrounded by how many million of people who they don't really like us. This one's building a bomb to throw on us. This one is fighting. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this whole area around us so full of turmoil that they're so busy with their own problems they don't have a chance to start on us. The nisim gluyim. We're seeing nisim gluyim. We're not even realizing what we're seeing. We're such a small people. The world thinks we're a big people. There's a sekka, I tell you, in America. How many Jews are in the world? 700 million. You know, 31% of Nobel Prizes are Jews. How many have got Nobel Prizes, right? What we sell in this country is technology. That's what makes the country profitable. We don't have plants to, we don't make cars here, we're selling missiles maybe we sell, right? It's a shame that technology has to be used for protection. It's a shame. But they also sell medical stuff all over the world. It's a nace. And our economy is a good economy. Even though 50% of our economy gets spent on arms. 50%! That's unbelievable. How we can survive here. This small little country, my kids wanted to see on the map, where's Eretz Yisrael? So they said, here, it's over here. Well, it's nothing! It's nothing! You can't see it! It's nothing! I think it could go probably in New York State or something, right? It's so small, Eretz Yisrael, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the whole world talks about this little dot that's in the middle of the world. Because from here, the whole world's influenced. From Eretz Yisrael, the whole world gets its influence. And therefore, from what we do, because that influence comes from us, what we do, for what people who aren't from do. Tinuk Shanishma, one chattas. He brings one chattas, is mikapelo. But what we do influences the world. So when we go about our ways, we have to realize how important we are. We're 0.001% of the population. And you guys, you have all these friends back home who don't even know what it is that they're Jewish. You're lucky. You're so lucky that you're actually thinking about your lives. Actually, you want to live proper lives. And you want to be banim of Avram Avinu. Banim of Yitzhak Avinu. Express chesed in the world. Express your potential in the world. And do it with Mesiras Nefesh. That's what we are. And that's what we're showing the world. Yaakov, we'll learn in the future. Okay? Good Shabbos.